Today's Mishnah in Masechet Negaim is Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. So as we know, there is a halacha of Hishomer b'nega hatzarat. You have to be careful, and be careful is always a lashon of lo taseh, because pen, Hishomer, is also a lashon lav, which means that if the Torah tells you, you be darn careful about those simonim, it means you cannot do a physical act to remove the tomb of an egat sarat. Now, you could do that in two ways. You could do that by actually cutting out the baharet on the surface of the skin, or you could do it by removing the simone tuma. So you want to cut out the se'ar, let's say the se'ar lavan. You want to cut out before you show it to the kohen, you know, because that way he's not going to be metameit right away. So those things, you would be over on a lo ta'aseh. And the question is, what is the impact of those acts on the dinim of the Tumah V'Tahira? So as we've been discussing, the changes in the nega, up until this point, of course, we spoke about natural changes. We need to discuss changes in the nega that are caused mechanically by people doing things to change the nega. So what would be the din over there? Well, hatolesh simanei tum'ah. Let's say you take out the se'ar lavan. Now, there's other things that you could be tolesh as well. We haven't gotten to the din of netakim yet, but you could be taking out the se'ar tzahov also from a netek, or you could be cutting out, which would be rather painful, the michya, and so on. So somebody who takes out the simanim of tuma, or what he could do, instead of actually cutting out the michya, he could burn himself. If he burns himself, then that skin, remember, no longer can carry the din of the tuma of the baharet. As we learned yesterday, a baharet can only appear in healthy skin, or at least healthy enough to have the kiklipas ashrum of fresh skin over it after it was burned. So if he burns the mikvah, the michya, then that means that now he does not have a baharet anymore. So in this case, what's happening? Well, if he does that, he's going to be over below ta'aseh. In that case, if he does it, he's taken away the simonim. He hasn't taken away the baharet. He's taken away the simonim of the baharet, and he would still be over on Hishomer b'nega hatzarat, because it means to be shomer the nega and its simonim. In the next mission, we'll discuss what about if he actually removes the baharet itself. Okay, but what's the din about being metairet? So, v'latahara. So now, how exactly would this guy become tar? Suppose he already had the simen tuma. Suppose the kohen had already said it was tummy. Could he show it now to the kohen and say, oh, looky, looky, it no longer has the sar lavan? Or what happens if he hadn't shown it yet to the kohen? And now he shows it to the kohen, it doesn't have any sar lavan in it. Is that also, I mean, is it actually work that he's able to go into Hezger now? So what's the din? Well, at shaloba etzla kohen. If, in fact, the kohen had never seen these simoni tuma, then the kohen obviously cannot be metameid on the basis of simonim that somebody squealed or that he shows up in a video, but that he never saw. So if he did it, so then, okay, there's no way for the kohen to be metame him. However, suppose he tries to remove it and then show it to the kohen after the kohen had already been machlit, and now he was definitely tummy. La'achar hechleto. However, if he does it after hechlet, then the kohen is not metayer him on the basis of the loss of the sar lavan. The pashtus of the sugya is that this is a knas min rabbanan, but in reality, the kohen could really have been metayer it. Omar Rabbi Akiva, I once asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, and they were on their way to this place called Gedud, what would be the din if it was betoch hezger? So he wasn't mukhlat, but it's not as if the kohen had never seen it. So he takes off the tuma during hezger. Now this could be the first hezger, the second hezger. The kohen had already seen the baharet, but had not seen the simen. So what is it there? Amruli, and they said to me, look, we don't have a kabbalah on that. Lo shamanu. But what we did hear specifically was, Shamanu at Shaloba Etzel HaKohen. If he hadn't come yet to the Kohen at all, then we were told it's Tor. And then we were told La'achrech Leto, it's Tomei. So we don't have a raya one way or the other, because we could be Medayik in both directions. But in Ezger, it's called after Bo Etzel HaKohen. Or we could say, but it's not La'achrech Leto. So in Ezger, it should be Tor. So I started bringing them rayas. Yitchalti mevilem rayot. So on my own das, I wanted to show them what I felt the halacha was. And I wanted to prove that echad omeid bifnei ha-kohen, v'echad betoch hezgero, tohor. That even if he's mamish standing in front of the kohen, and the kohen is about to say, oh my gosh, you've got simone tuma, this nega is, click, and the guy takes out a pair of scissors and cuts it off right before the kohen says the words, this nega is tame. I say that in either of those cases, he's tahar. And the only time that he's tame is if he actually was mitameno. So in other words, only mitoch hechlet. And there shouldn't be any difference between the case where the kohen just didn't have a chance. Bottom line is that it's still not Achrei Timeno HaKohen. We don't know what those rayas are. It doesn't say what those rayas are. Now, the question is, let's assume that it was after the Kohen was Batamiyim. How in the world could the guy ever become Tor? I mean, normally, he would become Tor through the actual loss of the Simone Tuma. So, he could show the Kohen, see, the Simone Tuma fell out, and that would be a sign that he's Tor. But if we're going to give a knas that on the basis of the loss of the Sarah Lavan, you can't make him tar, how is he ever going to become tar? So that is our next question. Mema tahi tarato. Rabbi Eliezer says, look, if this guy gets another nega somewhere, and this time there was Sarah Lavan, and this time it went away on its own, so then that's a sign that the person, apparently, min hashamayim, is cleared of negayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to potter him up, so we could potter him up. And we'll no longer be kinesh the man based on his original nega. But the Chachomim say, nope. Can't bring a raya from one nega to another nega. The only way that he could become tar is for the nega that's on him, that he had wrecked by taking out the Sarah Lavan, if that nega is parach bekula, so then it would have been tar anyway, because the nega that's parach bekula is tar. So if the nega now is parach bekula, so then parach kulo tar. So parach kulo lavan is tar, or until the actual baharat shrinks. So the other alternative, once it becomes smaller than the shear of the gris, that is enough to take away the tuma. So then what he did by trying to take out the simen had no effect, because basically we're not looking at the simen, because even if the simen would have been there, we still would have been metire him. Fine? So that would be the only way to be metire. Next Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah, hey, what about Hishomer Benega Tzorat, where somebody removes the actual Baharat? We've been talking about what happens if somebody removes the simonim of the Baharat, either by cutting off the Ser Lavan, or by cauterizing the Michyas Basar Chai, which turns it into non-Basar, which isn't Roy for Nega. So how about if a person had a Baharat and he actually cuts off the Baharat itself? So Mishai Tabo Baharat, so if it was Niktsitsa, suppose that by accident it was cut off, so then he becomes Tahar, because the fact is that the Baharat is no longer here. So if there was an accident by which his skin was ripped off or whatever, it would be Tahar. But if he did it on purpose, Kitsatsa Mitkaven, if he cut it off with intent, so then Rebbe Eliezer says, well, L'kishiva Leidlo Nega Acher, then the only way that we could be metayer him would be if he gets another nega somewhere, and then that nega becomes tahar. So again, that's Reb Eliezer Shita, that's a raya, that min hashamayim, they were metayer this person, and therefore the kohen can be metayer him. And here as well, the Chachamim say, the only way to be metayer him is ad shetifrach bekulo. You'd have to have the nega spread, and when the nega spread, obviously we can't say when the nega gets less than a griz, which is the other alternative, because over here he cut it off. I mean, so there is no way for it to be pachas mika griz. He took it off. So over here, if it starts spreading from the place where it was, and it goes over his entire body, so then, indeed, that is metayer him the same way that it would have been. Now, there is one case where you can cut off a nega, and the nega will then be tahor. And that is in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of bris milah. So if you have a baharet that is on the actual skin of the orla, so the baharet is on the foreskin, so then you cut it off, because we have esse docha lo tase, and that would be okay. Now, I don't know, there's a little bit of a strange discussion over here among the Achronim, which I don't quite understand, which is that apparently, we said before that penis tips cannot have a nega in them. So how in the world would we have a question of cutting off a baharet on a penis tip? And therefore, they have to learn that even though the nega is tahar, there's still an iser v'shamer b'nega tzaras for the eventuality that it will spread or so on and so forth. I really do not understand what the question is. We're talking about a baharet that is not on a penis tip at all. It's on the foreskin. The foreskin can certainly not be rounded. We're not necessarily talking about a little baby as a tight foreskin here. Although that case could also be enough that it's spread out sufficiently that it has a baharet. So either way, I mean, if we're talking about really something that can't be seen, we'll have to learn the way those like the Tiferes Yisrael learns, that it means that we have to be Shomer B'Negat Saraz, even where the Negat Saraz is not Shayach Tatuma because it can't be seen all at one time. But the Pashtus would be that if you're talking about a Orla, and you're not talking about an Atora, so then it certainly is possible for it to be spread out. I don't really get the problem at all. So Itabarosh Orla Yimol, and that would be okay. And this brings us to a very important moment for our Kapitan, because at this point, Hadran Alach Elo Beharot
Bli Neder.